Now, Fine Gael, the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party, rather, thinking is underway in Trim, County Meath today, where it's expected to be overshadowed by the ongoing controversy over the appointment or failed appointment of Catherine Zapone as a UN envoy. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar told Morning Ireland earlier today that a memo mentioning this appointment was on the Taoiseach's desk the day before Cabinet. This was later contradicted by his Cabinet colleague, the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Michael McGrath. Mr. Varadkar clarified the circumstances surrounding the memo a short time ago.
The memo given to the Taoiseach and Cabinet members on the morning of the Cabinet meeting did not have the names of the ambassadors and the special envoy. However, a memo was sent the night before to the Taoiseach's office, Secretary-General level, from the Secretary-General of Foreign Affairs to the Secretary-General of the Taoiseach, which did have the names of all the ambassadors and the special envoy, Catherine Zapone, and that was sent the night before. The responsibility was on Simon Coveney as minister and me as party leader to flag this politician to politician. That's where the error was made, and that's what we've apologised for several weeks ago now.
Let's talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, who's in County Meath. Well, that's all clear now, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. It's one of those cases where Fine Gael were hoping to what Taoiseach Leo Varadkar called, you know, regroup and rebound and move forward with all of the big policy ideas they have. And instead, it's back to explaining and doubly explaining what went on. In the past half hour, Leo Varadkar, you just heard the clip, was speaking to the media. And one of the things he said was that he had to apologise to Fine Gael TDs and senators about this row in the first instance and the fact that it's continuing to drag on for 6 to 8 weeks now. He said he apologised, and the Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue apologised, the Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney apologised, and that's where we currently stand. The event is being overshadowed by the ongoing Catherine Zapone affair, and that will continue to be the case until Sinn Féin has its no confidence motion on Wednesday.
So what's the mood there today, Paul?
I think to a certain extent, once the Sinn Féin decision was announced from a Fine Gael perspective, it was a case of rallying the troops. This was going to galvanise them. They feel that Simon Coveney has already said all he needs to say before the Foreign Affairs and Defence Committee. This is just politics being played, and they're now going to pull together. But it's irking and it's annoying and it's frustrating for Fine Gael TDs that this is the case, that they're still having to sort of fight, and they're not going to be able to talk about, and or at least to an extent that they would like, some of the ideas they have for like welfare and pension increases in the next budget, cutting taxes in the next budget and other ideas like that.
They're not the only party having think-ins this week.
Yes, Labour Party is having its think-in in Athy, County Kildare, and once again they're going to be focusing on some of the things that they want to talk about, including renters' rights. They've also got revitalising villages and towns in Ireland, and to a certain extent, with COVID lifted, the party is now looking at how it might be able to sort of get their leader Alan Kelly on tour to use some of those organisational skills he's renowned for to try and rebuild the party. They're going in with a bit of a spring in the step on the basis that they did have that by-election victory with Ivana Bacic coming through, and now they're 7 TDs rather than 6, so a good day for them. And the Green Party, they're also having a think-in in Dublin today. A little bit more difficult for them, as we understand it, that one of their TDs, Brian Ledden from Limerick, he has been at the centre of something of a storm over comments made on a social media website, and journalists were told that he wasn't going to be talking about that issue today. So the Greens on the back foot, unlike Labour.
Is this a return to normal politics, Paul?
I think certainly the very fact that we're sitting here in Trim and we've got the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party meeting in person for the first time it's happened since 2019, that we are getting a sense of politics coming back. You know, COVID is being lifted. And as that happens, we're going to have some of those old issues which we've been used to talk about nearly every day, things like hospital waiting lists returning with a vengeance. But we've got a few matters to clear up first before that, and that is Catherine Zapone.
Paul Cunningham in Trim in County Meath. Thank you. The